What does it actually look like to pivot careers after 20 years in one industry? Well, in this episode, I am talking with a client and you'll hear from Jasmine, who was stuck in advertising despite 2 decades of success on that path. She knew something was off in her career, but had no idea what to do next. And now she is thriving in a completely different industry. And she's about to make another strategic pivot using the exact same tools from our work together. In this conversation, Jasmine shares how she navigated the fear of change, what actually helped her get clarity, and why she's still using the framework 3 years later. If you've been wondering whether coaching actually works and if the investment is worth it, this episode is for you. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in. Before we get started, if you are in a job that's draining you and you want to pivot into something that actually excites you while increasing your salary, I am opening enrollment for Find Your Fulfilling Career, my 12-month career clarity and job search coaching program. And this round, I'm including 3 brand new bonuses, including a one-on-one pivot call with me. I'll share all the details at the end, but I wanted to give you a heads up. So for now, let's get into today's episode. First of all, y'all, I'm so excited with who I'm talking to today because Jasmine is a client that I worked with 3 or so years ago. She made a career pivot and we're about to get into a conversation because she reached out to me on LinkedIn and mentioned how she's about to make yet another career pivot and she's going to be tapping into some of what we learned or what she learned from me 3 years ago. And so I'm just going to talk with Jasmine today about her life before the pivot, after the pivot, and what's next in her career, just to give you a sense of how FYFC can help you as you are making your career decisions. So Jasmine, welcome. I'm so excited you're here.
Thank you. It is so nice to see you again. And yes, it was random. I came across your profile on LinkedIn and I was like, you know what? I should really let her know how much of a difference she made and kind of where I am now. And so it was just really random that I sent a note. And that's sort of what brought us here today.
Yeah. You know what? It was God. Nothing is random. The Lord knew that I'm trying to help some women pivot right now. And he's like, Jasmine needs to have a conversation. But okay, let's start with, I know it was 3 years ago. So just in the best of your ability, what do you remember about like your life and your career before you made the pivot? Like what was happening that even made you unhappy at work before we worked together?
Yeah, I mean, I think it had to do with a misalignment for me. I think, you know, I was in a 20-year career in advertising. Initially, I loved it. It was great while I was young and, you know, had all the time in the world to dedicate to my career and things of that sort. And I think I got to the point where I felt like I had gone as far as I could go in terms of, you know, where I saw myself in the future, right? I knew I didn't want to be a CEO. I know I didn't necessarily want to run a whole department. I got as far as I think I could get in that particular role. But I also did some, you know, soul searching a lot because, you know, I wanted to really think about what brings me joy, what brings me purpose, and sort of getting into that alignment aspect. And I think that was where I started to think about you. I came across you, I think back in the, Clubhouse days, you know, when I started to sort of reevaluate what is important in life, and how I wanted to serve, right? And how I could use my gifts to help others. And some of this was spurred on by a lot of loss at the time during COVID. And it really grounded me in that life is really short. And we should really be using our gifts and talents and service to others. And how can I do that? And am I doing this in the current career that I'm in? And that's sort of where my journey began, I want to say.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. You said there were two things you said that really stuck out to me. One was when you started in advertising, like early in your career, you're like, you enjoyed it. It worked for you. It made sense. But then it's almost like you outgrew what you were doing. And that's something that I often talk about where it's like your values change over time. And so a career might have worked for you when you first started it. But with time, as the things that matters to you change, something starts to like, it's like, I think of like a piece of clothing where it just starts becoming itchy. And you're like, why doesn't this fit anymore? It used to fit perfectly. What's going on? And it's not like it was bad when it used to fit. It's just not right now. And I think I want you to speak to that a bit because I've heard some women who feel this sense of, especially you, 20 years in advertising. It's usually women who have done like 15 or more years. There's this sense of they think that making a move or leaving is failure. Like they're feeling like they're giving up by making the change. And I'm wondering, like, how did you navigate? Did you ever have that? What made you feel okay making a change? Like, just talk to us about like even considering making a change after 20 years on one path.
Yeah. I mean, it's really scary because, you know, there are expectations sometimes that are put on people when they make a decision that, you know, you're sort of locked into that decision. So if I decide to be an advertising professional, it's hard for people to see me outside of that role because that is what they're used to seeing me as. And as someone who, you know, I call myself a recovering people pleaser, that you know, you want to be known as, you know, the expert. You want to be known as the person who succeeded in the thing that she went after. But I think you hit on the nose that, you know, sometimes our values and depending on our life stage, it determines, you know, kind of where we are and what we value. Right. And so, you know, after I got married and had kids and things of that sort, and, you know, my values started to sort of shift. No longer did I want to go out to the fancy lunches and Broadway plays and things of that sort. I just really wanted to be home with my family. Right. But I think it's also, you know, like I said, these for me, it is what I call whispers, where I feel like, you know, these whispers were guiding me along my career. Like, I noticed that I love to mentor and coach young people. I noticed that I like to volunteer. You know, I coordinated a lot of volunteer events at my old company. And I noticed that that was the thread that was running through my career. And I was like, well, wait a minute. There's something here to helping others and serving others. And so how can I integrate that into my daily life? Right? How can I integrate that into my career? Right? And to move towards that, I just didn't know what it was at the time.
Yeah, you could almost see a theme of what you enjoyed, but you had no idea what that meant for an actual role that you could do or move into. Love that. The other thing that you said was, and I'm paraphrasing you a little bit, I don't remember the words exactly, but something along the lines of wanting to use the gifts and talents that the Lord has given you and how can you use them in your career? I want you to talk a bit about that because I find that I think sometimes as professional career women, I've seen this pattern of almost forgetting that the Lord cares about your career or that you can invite the Lord into your career or that he wants you to use your talents in your career. Mm-hmm. And so I think just for you having that thought of, I'm not happy at work, so I must not be using the gifts and talents God has given me well. Like, walk us through how you like came to that sort of mindset of, I need to be able to use these gifts and this job is not where I'm going to be able to do that.
Yeah, I think part of that was I was I worked in pharmaceuticals, right? Mm-hmm. And so on the surface, it is a lot about helping patients, you know, helping them get the, you know, the brands and the drugs that they need in order to survive and exist and extend life. And so I was always passionate about that part of my career because I felt like I was giving back that way, right? By getting these much needed medicines into the hands of people who needed them. But then there's a profit motive that kind of enters the chat a little bit, right? And I think from a values perspective, it started to rub on me. And I'm like, why are we doing this? Is this really in service to? And, you know, does it clash with my belief system? And that was something that I think that was the point where I was like, is this really right for me? Am I really using my gifts in service to? Is this helping people, or is this, you know, again, leaning into the profit motive, right? We all have to make money. We all have to pay our bills and things of that sort. But I want to feel good about what it is that I'm doing and making sure that there's that connection. So I would say for me, it was in that particular moment where I started to question, you know, sort of morals, values, no judgment on anyone else. It's just my own personal morals and values. And is this really in service to?
Yeah, and definitely no judgment. I totally, to me, like that was inferred because we all have different values, right? We all have different things that are important to us. And I think as I listen to all the threads of your journey of like not feeling happy, there's this consistent theme of the job no longer aligned with your values, whether it was your values of being with your family, your values of, you know, how you served people, the job no longer fit that, even though it might have worked at the beginning of your career, 20 years in, you as a person had changed and your job hadn't changed, which is why in FYFC, we talk so much about values. And that's like one of the very first things we do, because if you don't quite know what those values are that have shifted, you'll be unhappy at work, but you won't know why you're unhappy and it'll leave you feeling stuck and confused. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So thanks for sharing all that. So you mentioned then you had this thread of mentoring people that you thought you enjoyed and you just knew the work wasn't right, but you weren't sure what else you could do. And then you came across me. And yes, it was back when we were spending hours on Clubhouse. Like, I remember that. It was back in those days. And I'm curious, what, because I have some women sometimes who it's like, okay, I'm talking to a few different coaches to determine who to work with. And some women who are just like, I need help. And they might come across me and be like, oh, I didn't even know career coaches existed. Which bucket did you fall into when you found me? Were you actively looking for a career coach? Or was it like, oh, I didn't even know this was a resource?
Yeah. I mean, I think I was looking for direction is kind of, you know, where I was at. And I think listening to you in one of those Clubhouse rooms and your approach to it, I think was what attracted me to you specifically. I mean, yes, there were lots of people at the time that were like, oh, I can help you, you know, change your life or, you know, move things over. But I think it was, first of all, you know, credentials wise, like it was very rooted in science and facts and best practices and things of that sort. And so your experience definitely spoke volumes to me. And then it was also your nature that also spoke to me individually, just in terms of being approachable, being very sort of real and honest, but also with a soft touch. Right. And being able to sort of push, but not like push me over the cliff, but give the little nudges. Right. To be able to say, you know, no, you can do better. You can, you know. And I think that was what attracted me to you specifically. But at the time, I was definitely looking for, you know, some guidance on how to. Right. How to make that pivot. I knew I needed to do something. I just didn't know what and sort of the how.
So need help with what is the thing and how do I do the thing? I love that. And thanks for, I do like to push a little bit. I'm like, I believe in you. Let's go. That's very much the kind of coach I am. But okay, so then that brought you to us. That brought you to join Find Your Fulfilling Career. Now, just kind of talk us through what you remember about. Now, first of all, I should even back up and say the program has changed so much since you were in it, because back when you went through FYFC, we were doing the cohort model and it was just like helping you all get clarity about your next career move and stopping there. And just for your information, so what I then saw happening was, okay, women would figure out what they wanted to do next, but then they couldn't do the job search, land the job, do the interviews, do the resume. And I'm like, okay, I want to help in the whole journey, which is why now FYFC is like a full-on support of when we get the clarity, then we do the job search. And so just given that context, but based on what you remember, at least that journey to figuring out the next move, talk to us about what you remember about your time in FYFC, what you found helpful, whether it's tools, activities that we did, especially, and I'm jumping the gun a little bit, but especially as you said, you're about to make another pivot and you're going to use some of what you learned in FYFC. So I'm curious what has stood out to you all these years later that you're still able to tap into that investment and that knowledge in your career.
Yeah. So one of the things that was really fundamentally helpful in my cohort was really aligning values, interests, skills. And I think it was called finding your zone of genius. And, you know, really, what is the thing that you like to do when you're, it doesn't feel like work, you're just doing it and you're naturally sort of good at it and people give you compliments and, you know, you're sort of recognized for that thing. And it was a very methodical approach because I think we did, you know, like a values assessment and then we did, you know, around our interests. And then we started talking about our skills, like what exactly is transferable. So it was very methodical in terms of how it built up to, okay, here's a picture of, you know, kind of who you are, right?
Yeah.
What you value, what your skills are, what you can do with that. And then it became, you know, how do we, I mean, we started to talk about how do we action on it, but that was much later in the course. But I like the buildup and sort of the self, you know, inventory or going into sort of, you know, becoming more self-aware. And I think there was a rubric that you used that helped us understand if we were looking at a job, whether it aligned with our values, right?
Yes.
You know, you, I think there were words that you could use to say, does this align with what it is that I'm looking for? And you can either quickly eliminate it from consideration or say, oh, this one aligns with me, I'm going to go for it. Right. And so, so that I think the rubrics that were used and then sort of the decision matrix of saying yes, no, really helped me become clear. I think clarity was one thing that I walked away with.
I love that because that's one of my promises. It's like, you're going to have clarity. And yes, all those things are still there. Because one of the things that I've seen happen is when you don't know, when you don't have the clarity, it's like you can waste so many, like so much time reading a job or scrolling a job and you're wondering, what if, is this right? Can I do this job? And so my goal with you all is always within 5 minutes, I want you to know if it's a yes or a no. And that's that rubric you're talking about of I help you, we create your fulfilling career manifesto. And then you have this, this, you know, grid to help you quickly assess a job on if it's right. That way you're not wasting 10 minutes, 10 hours thinking about a job, wondering if it'll work out, but you can very quickly look at it and say, this doesn't match my values. It doesn't match my interests, doesn't match my skills. It's a no, and you can move on. And so I'm glad to hear you say that, that process of decision-making was helpful. The other thing you mentioned that I thought, I'm like, oh, I love that you said that, was the developing self-awareness. Because again, we can be unhappy in our careers, but not know why. And that's frustrating, where it's like, I know something is wrong, but what is the thing that is wrong? Like, what am I meant to change here? And so, yes, that self-clarity that I always say starts with self-work helps you understand, okay, this is who I am today. And when you know who you are, you can easily see, this is why the job didn't fit. This is why the job wasn't working. And so I can hear that you're saying that was helpful for you of just tapping into, okay, who am I? How do I figure out if a job is right and match my values? And those are some things that stood out for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. Love that. Okay. So then what were your results? I know you were just telling me now that you had to reach out. You did make a pivot. So you were 20 years in advertising.
Yep.
So tell us, 20 years in advertising turned into what?
So it turned into my first full-time role in diversity and inclusion, which is miles away from advertising and marketing and all of the things. And so some of what I did, and again, using some of the tools, is, you know, being able to understand, you know, can I have a role within my industry, right? Stay in the industry and still do the same thing. Or do I need to step out of my industry, my company, and all the things? And so I did all three. I stepped outside of my role. I stepped outside of my company, and I entered an entirely new industry, which, mm-hmm. you know, initially was very scary.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And you know, but I had a really great mentor and I had a lot of great support. So one of the things that I did outside of getting coaching was also certifications. And so one of my professors had recommended me for the role that I'm in now. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, again, using the rubric, deciding yes, no, you know, I was able to say that I think this is a place where I can land that aligns with my values and my beliefs. And it's been a wonderful journey. I mean, it hasn't been a linear journey, right?
Yeah.
6 months into me being at my, at the new role, the person who hired me unfortunately passed away suddenly. And so I had to really dig into that self-awareness, self-confidence that I built coming out of the coaching and really take control and charge of the trajectory of my career mm. and my brand at the organization. And mm. so I think it was just, again, using the rubric, does it align? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is this, am I leaning into purpose? Am I leaning into the things that I know that I'm good at? And thankfully, I had a lot of autonomy to be able to do that. And so I was able to create things at my new role. And, you know, I facilitate different conversations around leadership. I'm able to teach more. Learning and development was one of those areas I was definitely passionate about that we talked about. You know, I was able to flourish. You know, just again, using the tools as a foundation, but also developing that self-awareness and self-confidence mm-hmm. to be able to kind of, you know, drive my career there. So, so that's, you know, that's why I was thinking about it.
Yeah. There was something you said that I think really stuck out to me. It was scary.
Yes.
Tell us more about that because it is. Change is scary. Pivoting is hard. How did you navigate that fear? And why did you still make the move, even though you felt that fear?
Yeah, I thought if not now, then when is sort of what, you know, where I was coming from. We had just recently come out of COVID. I had suffered a lot of losses, pretty significant ones. And so it just brought home to me how precious life is and that we really only get one shot at this. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like there was something moving me, like pushing me, you know, you know, I know we talked about God a little bit, but I felt like his hand was like literally on the back of my back, just sort of pushing me and guiding me and saying, this is it. And I just had it to listen, to those voices or those whispers that, that were guiding me and I had to trust and have faith. And so that's really what drove me to make that decision. And I had to think about what was the life that I wanted to live. How did I want to live? Is this in service to? Yeah.
If not now, then when? That's such a great question, I think, to ask ourselves when we're considering something, but we're afraid of it. It's like, if not now, then when? And then I heard you just say at the end there, it's like you had to think about the life you wanted to build. And is this in alignment of the life you wanted to build and the service you wanted to have? And so I'm curious, if you look at your life in advertising to your life in this new, what industry did you say you transitioned into? I don't even think.
Yeah, consumer packaged goods. That's right.
Wow, look at that. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So you just went from marketing to package, like it's like woof, big old pivot. But I'm curious if you just look at your life itself, because I think, and let me see why I'm about to ask this question. We also, I think, often see our career in isolation. But one of my firm beliefs is that your career impacts every other area of your life. So if you're unhappy at work, you're not just going to be sunshine and rainbows at home if where you spend most of your hours, you were miserable. So I'm even curious for you, did you see any changes in life, just your life outside of work, when you were in the advertising job and then after you made that pivot, did anything change for you in your life?
Yeah, I would say it is, you know, becoming more authentically myself. Finding my voice is definitely, you know, one of those things that changed in all areas of my life, right? Also setting better boundaries around, you know, is it a yes or a no? We just talked about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is it a yes? Is it a no? And coming to that more quickly mm-hmm. I think are things that definitely changed when I made this pivot. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm living the most authentic version of myself right now.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, being able to assess and kind of say I'm not in alignment and lean more into all of those things by doing that work helps me to live a more authentic, true life. And I kind of know where my boundaries are. Mm-hmm. I think I found my voice, so I'm able to voice my needs. I'm also mm-hmm. able to voice when my boundaries are being tested as well, too.
Yeah. Isn't it the weirdest thing? Because Jasmine, I literally had the exact same experience when mm-hmm. I transitioned from counseling to higher ed, when I made my pivot. And I haven't been able to figure out how to articulate what happens. But literally, those exact same two things happened for me to where mm-hmm. I'm like, I am authentically myself and I have better boundaries to still thrive at work, but also thrive in life and live my life. And I still haven't been able to figure out the like what is the mechanism in a pivot that leads to that outcome. But as you were talking, I was like, OMG, that was my story too. Like when I made a pivot, I felt more like I just felt like I knew my voice better. I could advocate better. I could speak my mind better. And I was saying no to so many things like, no, that's not in alignment. I'm not doing that. And I felt okay with those boundaries. And so it's so fascinating to me to hear for you that you experienced the same thing. Because obviously as a business owner, I've tried to articulate like this can happen for you when you make mm-hmm, a pivot. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I always do a good job because I don't know why it happens. I just know that it does happen. And so it's so interesting to hear that you've experienced the same thing too.
Yeah, it's amazing when it happens because once you're grounded, nothing can rattle you. Nothing. Mm-hmm. You know who you are, you know whose you are, and you stand 10 toes down.
Yeah. Oh, that's so amazing. Well, so amazing. Anyway, okay. So you said, I'm really excited because I'm like, somebody else experienced it. It's not just me. I don't know how to tell you, but this is what happens when you do work you love. Mm-hmm. But okay, tell us. I know you're about to make another career pivot and you reached out and you said you are able to tap back into what you learned in FYFC 3 years ago. You don't have to share any details you're not comfortable with in terms of the actual change, but I'm curious, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. what is it about FYFC that makes you feel confident and able to make yet another move in your career?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is the tools that were available that we utilize in order to come to that decision. I mean, I think that's the thing that I, you know, right now, as I'm thinking about, you know, kind of what's next for me is mm-hmm. grounding myself in those tools again. Like I will go back to my packet and be like, okay, what are my top values again? And does this align with what my top values are? Right.
Yeah.
And so, and then in terms of skills, I mean, obviously I've developed a different set of skills, but now, you know, I'm sort of doing my own sort of self-assessment and figuring mm-hmm. out where the gaps are. So if I want to make this move, whatever it is, right, do I have gaps that I need to fill? Do I need another mm-hmm. certification? Do I need to take on projects at my current role that align with that, right? Mm-hmm. So I can choose what I want to take on and what I want to leave behind, you know, mm-hmm. at work. I mean, obviously mm-hmm. I can't choose everything, but I will, right. you know, but I will take on projects and be intentional mm-hmm. about how I move and be more strategic about mm-hmm. what I say yes to and what I say no to.
Yeah. I love that. So being able to just go back to use the framework, right? The values, mm-hmm. the interests, the skills framework. And that is the foundation. I always, it's like, you can't make any career move without clarity. But I think we can say, oh, get clarity. And then the question could be, well, yeah, but clarity about what? And so it's like clarity about who you are in this season of your life will help you understand what kind of work will best align with who you are in this season of your life. So I love that. I love that you're able to go back to those tools and, because the program is an investment. And I think sometimes, I remember I had a former client say something that as women, especially if you're a woman who's either married or has kids, it's easy for us to spend our time, money, and effort investing into other people. And sometimes mm-hmm. it can feel hard to invest in our own selves. Mm-hmm. And so even with this program, I've heard some women say, okay, it was an investment in myself. And there was a bit of tension there of, is this the best use of my financial resources right now? So I just appreciate you for sharing your journey journey with us and just talking to us about your life and career. I really appreciate that. Okay, so one last question. I always like to ask this when I speak to clients. For the woman who's listening, who's on the fence, she's like, I'm not sure if I should still do it. I don't know if I want to make this investment. What would you say to that woman that's on the fence?
Absolutely make the investment. It is so worth the time, the energy, and the financial investment. I can't say enough. It is an investment in yourself that you will use over and over again. It's not something like, you know, we did it, we put it away, and then, you know, and then it's done. It is something that will serve you each time you need to make that decision. If you decide you want to take on a new role, if you decide you want to, you know, do a promotion, if you decide you want to leave a company, all of these tools are very helpful in making those decisions and making those decisions pretty quickly, because now you have that grounding, that sense of self and understanding of who you are, in order to make that move that will make you happy.
Yeah. Mm. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you again for joining us. Thank you for your time. And it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Let's talk about Find Your Fulfilling Career, or FYFC. If you're new here, FYFC is my 12-month career clarity and job search coaching program. It is designed for women who are stuck in draining, unfulfilling jobs and ready to pivot into work that actually excites them without starting over and without applying to hundreds of jobs. Inside this program, you will get crystal clear on your next career move using my visa framework, learn how to market yourself into a new role or industry, and land a higher paying job that aligns with your values and your life. My clients consistently increase their salaries by 25K, 55K, even 135K. They rediscover who they are, their skills, land jobs they actually thrive in, and finally have the work-life balance they've been craving. Now, here's what makes this round of enrollment different. This is the only time in 2026 that I am offering 3 fast action launch bonuses. If you enroll in FYFC during the 48-hour bonus window, you will get a one-on-one 90-minute career pivot call with me, where we're going to pick your target role, analyze a real job posting, and map out your exact transferable skills together. A done-for-you career pivot resume. I will personally write your new resume that positions you perfectly for your target industry, and a personalized interview question bank, which includes 10 custom questions with responses based on my proven frameworks to help you ace your pivot interview. These bonuses are not available at any other time and will speed up your pivot timeline by 2 months. So if you're ready to stop feeling stuck and start thriving in a career that actually fits who you are, go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com and register for the free live launch training, where I'll teach you my 3 proven strategies for successful career pivots and walk you through exactly how the program works. You have to be registered for the free training to qualify for the bonuses. Again, that URL is findyourfulfillingcareer.com. I can't wait to see you there.